introducing Macedonian language into our curriculum next year for the first time. We're really excited about it. You probably know we're launching it. We're having a cultural night on the 22nd of March at the school, and we're going to launch it at that night. So we've invited certainly a lot of people from the Macedonian community around here to come and have a night of dancing and eating. And we'll be just announcing our program on that evening and introducing the lady who will teach it.
Excellent news. Could you tell us in what capacity the Macedonian language will be taught at Laila North College?
So it'll be an elective. We currently only offer Italian, which is not really one of our community languages. So it will be offered to anybody who wants to do it. But clearly we're targeting kids from Macedonian backgrounds, of which, you know, there's significant numbers in all of our primary schools around us and significant numbers in our, you know, already in our student population here. Yeah, it'll be elective. They'll be able to do it initially at the junior levels, and then we hope that it will be successful, we'll be able to run it right through to VCE eventually.
Do you know what percentage of students are from Macedonian background?
I think it's about currently sitting about 8 or 9%, but the impetus for this really came from our information night last year. We had a night for prospective parents, and I ran 3 information sessions, and we had parents at all of those 3 sessions who asked whether we had plans to introduce it. So clearly there was a demand there out in the community. We have quite a number of teachers in the school already from Macedonian background. They're not qualified Macedonian teachers. We'll have to recruit, and we've got somebody in mind for that, somebody to teach that next year. And in the past, I'm told, because I haven't been here that long, the numbers of Macedonian kids coming, or from Macedonian background kids coming, was much higher. In fact, we've got part of the cultural night, we've got a band that's made up of all our ex-students who does Macedonian music coming back to play for us. So their past students and some of our own staff members who are currently in the music, you know, teaching the music program, who have done a lot of Macedonian music work over the years, will be performing that night as well. But yeah, the impetus came really out of that information night. It was clear to me after that night that there was quite a big demand out there. It was made very clear to us how important it was by the parents that came that night that, you know, that was available to their students, and we decided we'd try and meet that need. There was also a bit of opportunity there too. There's already a Macedonian language and cultural program at our nearest primary school, which is Laila North Primary School. It's quite a big program. You probably know about that.
Yes, but that has a bilingual curriculum,
yes. Yes, it has a bilingual component. Yeah, we won't be offering a bilingual component, but what we'll be offering is enrichment in other areas of the school curriculum. So, as I mentioned, 2 of our music staff have been professional players in Macedonian bands, and we'll be offering kids the ability to learn that repertoire in music for kids who are doing instrumental music. And we also have one of our home echo teachers who's from a Macedonian background, so we'll be introducing some of the food culture also through that. That'll be for all students. It won't be just for the kids who are doing the language. We'll be offering it throughout the... So all the Year 7s will do a component, because we do, at the moment, foods from different nationalities. We'll be just sort of changing the emphasis a little bit to include the Macedonian bit to complement our language program.
Yes. Now, you're saying that the music component and the food component will be part of the elective subject
that'll be across the board at Year 7. We'll be introducing the food but when kids do instrumental music at Year 7, that is elective, so they elect to actually learn an instrument. Right. So we've got the capacity to teach them any of either the traditional instruments, but a lot of the bands, you know, are guitar bands now, so we've certainly got the ability to teach that and do at the moment. But it's the repertoire that we've got the ability to do because of the 2 staff who have professional backgrounds in that area.
Mr. Conway, could you tell us how a language qualifies to become an elective subject?
Just enough kids wanting to do it. So, look, to get the language off the ground next year, we probably need 12 kids to start. We're pretty confident we can get those. But long term, we'd like to build those sorts of numbers. I don't think I'm speaking out of line when I say, you know, I've certainly noticed in my career, I did start at Reservoir High School many years ago, which did have a big Macedonian program at the time. There's a part, I think there's an element of that Macedonian culture that, you know, the homeland language is very important to Macedonian people. They really are keen that their kids don't lose that, their kids and grandkids for that matter. So there's certainly I think more than any other language that I've seen in schools, that's where there's a significant community. There's a real desire that their kids are able to maintain that cultural and linguistic link with, you know, background.
What about funding?
Oh, I don't need any funding. We offer languages anyway. The lady who will teach this program, assuming that it gets up, is currently, her background is that she was born in Australia. She returned to Macedonia in her childhood, qualified as a teacher. She taught Macedonian and English in Macedonia for 5 years before she has come out. She's emigrated to Australia with her husband in the last 12 months. She's been working in a voluntary capacity pending her registration as a teacher here. She's just got to pass the English language test, and her English is excellent, so she'll do that with flying colours, and she'll have teacher registration probably about April this year. We're currently employing her as a teacher's aide a couple of days a week to write the curriculum and to promote, you know, the fact that we're doing it. So she's currently working for us on a Tuesday and Wednesday, and still doing voluntary work in the Layla North Primary School program the other 3 days a week. So once she's qualified as a teacher, she'll continue to work for us for the rest of the year, getting the curriculum program sorted out and ready to go. And, you know, we'll be able to give her some other, you know, casual relief teacher work to perhaps give her a bit more money to live on. So that's sort of the plan of how we're going to go about it. We realise we can't just go from nothing to a program overnight, which is why we're sort of doing a 12-month lead-up with somebody in place to give it some continuity over that time, you know.
Right. Yes. Now, you say you've only had Italian at Laylaw North College. Do you think Macedonian will be popular at all with students of non-Macedonian background? We have seen examples of it in other schools.
Yeah, it's very hard to say. We have a very multicultural school. If you add them all up, there's over 40 different cultural groups represented in the school. So a lot of the Italian isn't really being taught to kids from Italian background. The Italian background kids in the school will be very, very small in number indeed. So nearly every kid in the school who does languages at year 7, 8, 9, where it is compulsory to do a language, nearly every kid's not doing a second language that's from their cultural background. So I suspect that some of those kids who are not from a Macedonian background will elect to do it, but won't know that until we actually get it going and see and give them the choice.
Just generally, how important do you think language learning is?
For any student, I think language is absolutely critical. The thing about language and understanding other cultures, particularly in Australia, is extremely important. You know, we live in a very culturally diverse country in a lot of harmony. And one of the things that struck me about this school when I came, we've got 44 different cultural groups, but the kids here are extremely harmonious with the way they get on. Having language and a cultural programs in the school that expose them to other cultures and is extremely important in making sure that our society is harmonious going forward. So that's my view of the world. We had a big multicultural day last March just to celebrate the fact of our, you know, all of our cultures, and we had Macedonian dancers in that day, and we had Indian dancers, a whole range of people. We looked at maybe putting another language in, community language, next year as well. But
which language was that?
Oh, maybe Arabic would be the other one we'd go, because there's a significant Arabic population here, and it's probably another language where it's fairly important to the community that they, you know, they want to maintain it with their children. But really, Anita, who's the person who we've employed, you know, sort of been the catalyst for Macedonian, because we've got somebody who's got the contacts, you know, somebody who has, you know, already a relationship with our primary schools, because that's going to be critical to getting it up as well, and is already, you know, qualified teacher and experienced both in English and Macedonian. So she's it's like a little gift from God, really.
Certainly is.
So she's doing a good job at the moment, getting out there, promoting it, and also developing the curriculum content. We're pretty happy with how it's going. We'll know probably by the end of second term whether we've got the significant numbers to do it, but I think we will. I'm pretty confident we'll get it up all right. And
that's,
I think,
great.
It'll go from strength to strength.
Certainly hope so. Mr. Conway, thank you very much for your chat today, and all the best with the launch of the Macedonian language at Laylaw North College.
Yes, so we're hoping for a big turnout on the 22nd.
We'll do our best at this end.
Lovely. Thank you very much.
Thank you again.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. SBS на Македонски, на радио, онлайн или на мобилен.